The minhag on Tisha B'Av is not to wear tefillin in the morning, but to, yes, wear tefillin in the afternoon. And that's one difference between the morning and the afternoon. Another distinction is that Nachem is recited in the Vilir Yerushalayim only during mincha, not during shachris and the mariv before. So the question is why, what's the chiluk between the morning and the afternoon, both for Nachem and for tefillin. So a beautiful idea quoted by the Levush, who says the following. Nachem is a tefillah that, as the word indicates, Nachem is a lashem nechama, and the tefillah is a request for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Menachem. We know that the halacha says, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that you're not supposed to be Menachem somebody kishemesa muta lefanav. And therefore, as Tisha B'Av comes in, as we sit in the morning on our low chairs and say kinos, it has a bechina of mesa muta lefanav, and therefore nechama tanchumim is not in place. It's not the place for tanchumim and nechama. Therefore, it's not appropriate to write to recite a tefillah asking for Hashem's nechama. However, in the afternoon, as we've spoken about over the past few years, in the afternoon is a time of it's keilu. We recover the mace. It's not mesa muta lefanav. We're just in a regular level of avelus. So then there is room for nechama. With that idea as well, we can understand the reason why we don't wear tefillin in the morning, but we do it in the afternoon, because it happens to be that which we don't wear tefillin is not Medina de Gemara. Some of the Rishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan asks, I'm sorry, the Rush himself says, I don't understand, how could you, what do you mean, you shouldn't wear tefillin after all, even an Avel, except for the first day, of course, but which might be Midoraisa. An Avel during Shiva wears tefillin. Why should we not wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av in the morning? So there were some, apparently, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes some Gedolim who did put on tefillin before davening. They would take it off, then they'd go to shul and daven without tefillin, and then put it on again with mincha, as everybody else does. But that's, of course, not Arminug. Arminug is that we don't put on tefillin at all in the morning. The reason is for the same reason, because the morning is a status of mesa muta lefanav, when tefillin is not appropriate, and already in the afternoon, when we reach the stage where nechama is appropriate, there we're able to, just like we're able to say nachem in the later in the afternoon, so too tefillin would be considered or deemed appropriate. That's one point. Now let me ask you an interesting question that I never thought of until I saw it discussed here in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos. Let's say somebody would be eating on Tisha B'Av. So typically, you're not supposed to eat. Again, I'm not talking about people who take a sip of water or have a coffee before davening. What eating? You're not supposed to eat before you do your mitzvah of tefillin, right? You're not supposed to eat before you put on your tefillin. So here, if the minhag is that we only put on tefillin at mincha, so you have a fellow who has to eat for medical purposes, but he's going to shul. It's not like he's lying prone in bed. He's going to shul in the morning, going to shul for mincha, but the doctor said he has to eat, so he's going to eat. But wait a second, he's going to eat in the morning. Does he have to put on tefillin before he eats? Because you're not supposed to put on tefillin before you eat. I'm sorry, you're not supposed to eat before you put on tefillin. On the other hand, what do you want to say?
This is why you don't need to put that in, is that because of tefillin. You don't need to put that in Shabbos either.
That you're saying that there's one issue. There's one issue of lo soch lo hadam, and there's a separate issue, which is not which is a different issue of eating before you do a mitzvah. So now I'm putting aside lo soch lo hadam. You're right, that doesn't apply, agreed. But you have the separate issue of eating before mitzvah, just like we don't eat before Kriyas Megillah, we don't eat before Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, we don't eat before any of the other Bedikas Chametz. So also we shouldn't eat before certainly mitzvah Doraisa of tefillin. What's that?
There are a lot of ways around that.
You're saying you're going to set an alarm. Okay. That's not, you're going to say if you have a minyan kavua at mincha, that will remind you to put on tefillin. I hear that svara? That's a fair svara? So some of the poskim say that even though mikra, there's no real tour of tefillin in the morning, but lemaisa, our minhag is that it's not the time for the mitzvah of tefillin yet, right? Even though on one hand it is the time, the chi of dorais is there, but the minhag is that we don't practice the mitzvah of tefillin in the morning, therefore it's not yet considered the time, so therefore we could argue that, and that's how Shmuel Kamenetsky concludes, that the morning is not the zman of tefillin, therefore you could put on, one who needs to eat could eat before they put on tefillin, and that of course, but once it's the afternoon, once it's Mincha Gedolah, then it's the Zman that we do put on tefillin. And then he says, indeed, somebody would have to make sure that they put on tefillin before they before they eat. So if a person will have to eat on Tisha B'Av, they should try to make sure that they daven Mincha Gedolah here in Shul at the early minyan, not wait till the later minyan in the day, so that they could put on tefillin before they end up eating.